Red's West Caravan making its way down to Evansville tonight. If you missed this stop, they've got a big public event coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Evansville time. First of all, let's start with the young guys, okay? We'll do that, Dimitri. All right, we'll start with Taylor Trammell. And Taylor is a minor league outfielder in the Reds farm system. Taylor, welcome to Washington, Indiana, my friend.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, where's home for you?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, and then you've been with the Reds farm system, I guess, for how long now?
I was drafted in 2016.
2016. Yes, so you played last year where?
I played last year in Class A Dayton.
Okay, so
Dayton Dragons.
Dayton Dragons. So obviously, we'd like to see you get from Dayton to Cincinnati as soon as possible, and I'm sure you'd like to see that as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. I sure would like to see that.
When you were growing up, did you think you'd be in the big leagues one of these days?
100%. It was either football or baseball, but I did see myself being in a big stage like this. I worked my tail off to get to this point. And I'm still continuing to working as hard as I can to get to ultimately where I want to be. And most people say, you know, it's the big leagues, but I want to stay in the big leagues, and hopefully I can have a Hall of Fame career.
Well, we hope so too, absolutely. And we understand you're pretty quick. I think there's more than baseball that you're talented at in your younger days, right?
Yes, sir. I'm not really quick. I just have decent speed.
Decent. Well, that sounds good to me.
So humble.
Taylor, I'm supposed to ask you a question. I think I got this right. Marty Brenneman wanted me to ask you, what happened to your baseball card collection? And tell me all about that. No, is that Dimitri? Oh, I'm saving that from Dimitri. Excuse me.
I got you.
What do you think about the Reds organization so far?
I think it's amazing. I think that they take great care of their players. I think that that you get a great great atmosphere with the big league club giving back to the younger guys. You see it today. I saw it, for the past, ever since I've been in the Reds organization. But you can see it, how just me, Scott Schebler, Austin Bryce, how we interact. They really treat me, with respect. They don't see me as, a minor league player. They see me as someone like them, and they're wonderful guys. They heckle me a little bit from time to time, but I can understand that.
That's okay.
They're great guys. Everybody in our I can honestly say I have really haven't had a bad experience with anyone in our big league club. They're humble guys. They're wonderful guys to be around, and they understand that this is our jobs, but at the same time they have a lot of fun with it.
A name you're going to hear about in the Reds organization for a lot more time to come, Taylor Trammell. Taylor, thanks for being here. We hope to see you at Great American Ballpark as soon as possible.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. And would you bring back Austin for me and grab him next, because I want to get to Dimitri Young. Dimitri, welcome to Washington, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I've already let the cat out of the bag, so listeners want to know, what's Marty talking about with this card collection?
Well, if we was talking about 6 years ago, I had the finest PSA 10 rookie card collection, which I sold off in 2012 to start up my foundation. But the collection consisted of Hall of Fame rookie card, rookie players that, like Roberto Clemente, Pete Rose, Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan. You know I'm going on both sides here.
I hear you.
Because I know this is also Cardinal territory, which I was originally a St. Louis Cardinal until I was traded to being a Cincinnati Red. And
you upgraded. That's okay.
Well, some people say upgrade. Some people say downgrade. It depends on what side of coin you're on.
Well, there's a rumor that Fred Cranes thought it was a good thing that you became a Red, but who knows? But he's a local guy here in town.
Awesome.
He's becoming a Reds fan more and more. But anyway, Dimitri, you were in the Reds organization for what year to what year?
From 98. Well, I was with the Cincinnati Reds themselves from 98 to 2001.
Okay, so you were back at the Riverfront Stadium then, weren't
you? Yes, I was at Synergy, a.k.a. the Toilet Bowl.
Yeah. when you look back, when that thing was open, we thought, wow, this Taj Mahal of baseball. But it didn't take very long to realize as these new super stadiums were being built, and they definitely reflect what a baseball park should look like, what an upgrade Great American is over Riverfront.
Definitely, but then again, when Synergy, well, Riverfront first came into existence, those cookie cutter stadiums, that was state of the art then, with the being able to have two sports teams on there, both baseball and football. But after a while, it wore out its welcome, and now you have these nice design stadiums that they have downtown where you can not only have the baseball experience, you can have the shopping experience, the restaurant experience, and that's what it's all about when you start upgrading, and that's part of the evolution of the game. You know, even the stadiums are getting better.
Yep. Final thought, what's your favorite memory about being a Cincinnati Red?
Well, I really have too many fond memories, but the 99 Reds team always come to mind, because had we gotten past the Mets in that one game playoff, you know, chances are we would have won the World Series, considering what we did to Atlanta Braves that year. And we're talking about the fine pitching with Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, and of course Greg Maddux. We wore their tails out, and we beat up on the Dodgers that year too, but we just couldn't get past those pesky Mets.
Yep, I hear you. Dimitri, thanks for being here today, and thanks for being a part of the Reds caravan. Maybe we'll see you at Great American Ballpark sometime in the future.
Yeah, as soon as they invite me.
Very good. Well, now let's move on to one more guest we want to interview. Pitcher Austin Bryce is with us. I guess you can use that microphone there, Austin. That'll work better. Austin, welcome to Washington, Indiana.
Hey, glad to be here.
Now tell us, where is home for you?
I'm from North Carolina. I live outside of Chapel Hill.
Okay.
A town called Pittsboro.
Well, you've heard of Tyler Zeller then, if you were in Chapel Hill,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's from this town.
Oh,
so
yeah?
This is where he played high school basketball at. So.
Yep.
So we've got a little gymnasium down the road called the Hatchet House. It'll hold 7,100 fans. So.
After being through a little bit of Ohio and surrounding states, you realize how much talent from every sports area is just in this little general piece of the United States. It's kind of impressive.
Give us a brief history of your baseball career as you're to this point in Cincinnati.
I grew up in North Carolina, played baseball there. Kind of wasn't really seriously baseball, competitive baseball. You know, I played travel ball and just out of nowhere started throwing hard in high school, and then the draft came around, and that, you know, that was a possibility, and ended up getting picked up in the ninth round, and went ahead and did it, which I'm glad I did, because the coach that recruited me actually left after 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So that would have been interesting. And he went to Duke, and there was no way I was going to get into Duke. So
I understand.
Yeah, so and then, you know, so I did the 6 years through the minor leagues. It took me a little while to develop. I mean, I was drafted when I was 17, so took me a little while, and then I got traded over to the Reds here in this last offseason for – it was me and Castillo, and came over and loved it ever since.
So, obviously, we got 17 days before you're in Goodyear getting ready for the new season.
Me, I'm going to be down there the 4th because I'm trying to get out of this weather.
I understand. I don't blame you a bit. Although, today's not a bad day, which
no,
is good
to actually,
see.
I would be out here in probably a tank top right now the way it's been lately. So,
Austin, when you're in North Carolina as a young man, who were you rooting for as your favorite baseball team?
I was always a Braves guy.
Okay,
you know,
makes sense.
All my family was in the Southeast. I have some family that lives in Georgia, in Marietta, and so it was just kind of a natural thing. We always rooted for the Braves, you know, and at the time it was Turner, you know, sports Turner television and stuff, so that was always
sure.
Always on. So, yeah, I grew up a Chipper Jones, you know, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz. John Smoltz was one of my favorites, and watched those guys. And so, yep, typical Braves fan, I guess you could say.
I understand. Austin Bryce, pitcher for the Reds. We look forward to big things out of you this season, and hopefully the Reds can be competitive in the Central Division.
Absolutely. I think they will be.
All right. Hey, thanks for being
yes,
here
sir.
Today.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast from Bob's Pizza Express in Washington. It's the Reds caravan. They're going to be leaving here in just a few moments. Then they're on to Eastland Mall down in Evansville. They'll be there at 5 o'clock Eastern for a public event there. They go on to Bloomington tomorrow for an event. You can get more details at Reds.com. I want to thank again Bob's Pizza Express for making this broadcast possible.
What, they really rolled out the red carpet. Bill and all the crew here, thank you, thank you, thank you. This was the perfect place to host this event. We really appreciate them.
Absolutely.
And the Reds talked highly of the pizza.
They did. They were very impressed. And I got to go see Marty and the gang off. But thanks for listening. And again, Reds baseball again this season on the General, 95.9 and 1580. And sponsorships are available. They make it sweet because they help us send you to the game a time or two during the season. And you might even be able to go to our Super Suite this year, too, if you're a sponsor. So call 254-WAMW for more details and let us know that you want to be a part of the Reds.
Always glad to root for the Reds when they're not playing the Cubs.
Dwayne, have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, Dave. And again, from Bob's Pizza Express, that's going to do it from here. Again, thanks to all of the crew from the Cincinnati Reds organization. Have a great evening. We'll see you back on the radio a little later tonight from the Hatchet House for Hatchet Basketball Homecoming 2018. Dwayne Shake on WAMW.